When they put to death the witnesses of God, and everything's been laid low that opposed them, and they think, we finally got the victory. Yay, yay, yay! And they go out on those 3 days to build, and to plant, to buy, and sell, to eat, and drink, to make merry, to take a wife, to give a wife, whatever. They're doing it all. You know, let's rebuild our homes. Let's rebuild our lives. Peace at last. Peace at last. Sudden destruction. Sudden destruction. Verse 31. In that day, he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him not likewise not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife? Lot's wife. Remember Lot? He was the guy who God saved out of Sodom and Gomorrah. And his wife, she turned around and looked back at Sodom. Oh, Sodom. Oh, how I love Sodom. You know what she loved about Sodom? Do you think it was sodomy? No. It was my house. My garden. My china. My silverware. Whatever. My stuff. My things back in Sodom. My life back in Sodom. You know, everyone in Sodom wasn't so bad. And those boys were just having a bit of sport, you know, eating and drinking, marrying and giving a marriage. I love those weddings, making merry, looking back. Sorry about the destruction. When God comes to destroy the world, I want to rejoice with him at the destruction of it all. Now I want to see when my house itself is destroyed, I want to be able to be like, yay! Because the world is finished. I think if it happened right now, I know I'd be in a great deal of sorrow because I got to go on in this world and I'd have to rebuild. But I want to be ready for a time when there's no more rebuilding. When we're going to build, not rebuilding this world, we're going to build a new world. And we don't need the things of the old world to take with us anymore. So let it be destroyed. Let it come down in fire. Burn it all down. I want to see it all burned down. I'm going to rejoice in that day. Burn it all down. Burn it all down. Burn down the banks. Burn down the towers. Burn down the government buildings. Burn down the tenement houses. Burn down the big houses, the great houses, the small houses. Burn down the businesses. Burn down the restaurants. Burn it all down. Burn down the churches. Burn down the factories. Burn down the warehouses. Burn down the stores and the shops. Burn it all down. Burn it all down. Verse 33. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it. And whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. You know, Lot's wife, she wasn't thinking about saving her mortal life. She was thinking of saving that life back in Sodom. Oh, my life. But to depart from that, to lose our life now, we can save it in the world to come. To lay aside our lives. You know, put down our lives.
My life, man. It's my life. I want to run my life. It's my life. My life, you know.
It means your way of living. To surrender your way of living to God's way of living. To lay your life down. To gain eternal life. It's worth it. But it's only for those who can receive it. Verse 34. I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed. The one shall be taken and the other shall be left. Two women shall be grinding together. The one shall be taken, the other left. Two men shall be in the field. The one shall be taken, and the other left. And they answered and said unto him, Where, Lord? Where are they going? And he said unto them, Wheresoever the body is, thither will the eagles be gathered together. It's kind of a cryptic answer. Some people say, oh, they're going to be taken in the rapture. In the rapture. What a bunch of lies. What a pack of lies. The rapture is a lie. It's a perversion of the doctrine of the resurrection. The rapture as they believe it is nothing. It's a fantasy. The whole thing, the whole substance, that also needs to be burned down. Christ is coming and those that are in their graves are going to hear his voice and come forth. But it isn't going to be this invisible thing. It's going to be as the lightning shining out of the west, even to the east. It's not going to be this secret coming. When he comes, he's coming for good. Not just to steal away a few chickens who are too afraid to face the most wonderful opportunity of their Christian lives to suffer for his name's sake, because it is given to us on behalf of Christ not only to believe but also to suffer. They don't want to suffer.
I don't know. If I knew I was going to go through the tribulation, I wouldn't have believed. That's why I believe. I wanted to avoid the tribulation. Well, you know what? That's why you're not a believer. That's why you won't be saved.
Unless you repent. Two men in one bed. There's nothing untoward about this. You know, men sharing a bed. Big deal. All these things. Sometimes the minds of people, it just really... I never thought of that until someone said to me, come on. Grow up. Two women grinding together at the mill, grinding flour. One taking the... What a man says, they're doing the regular activities of life. They're sleeping. They're making bread. In that day, two grinding together. You know, this is the judgment of God. Two in the field, two grinding, one taken, the other left. And they say, where, Lord? Well, we know where they're left, right? He's not saying, where are they left? Because they're left in the field, they're left at the grinding, they're left in the bed. So, the where must refer to the places where they're taken. Because the other of the two in each of these is all taken in one place. And Jesus tells them where that is. It's not, where? In the rapture. They're taken to heaven, to the bosom of God, to Abraham's bosom, to whatever, to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Close. It's more like to the supper of the great God. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together to the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and eat the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses, and them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. The eagles are the vultures. They are the birds of prey, the carrion birds, come to feast on the corpses of the enemies of Christ. When Christ tramples their corpses and spills their blood and stains his garments, he's going to have a big mess, and he's going to need that big mess to be cleaned up. So he's going to call forth an angel to call forth the birds of the air, the fowls of the heaven, the vultures and the carrions and the crows and all the birds that come to devour and to pluck out their eyeballs and to pick their bones clean, to remove the unsightliness of their mess. That's where they're taken. You don't want to be part of this taking. Those that are taken in this parable of the one taken and the left are taken to judgment and destruction when Christ comes in his day. They are taken to the place of death and destruction, to be slain and to be devoured by the fowls of the air.